Welcome to Just a Minute. Thank you. Thank you. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my infinite pleasure to welcome our many listeners, not only in this country but throughout the world, and to welcome to the show this week four exciting and regular players of the game. We welcome back with great pleasure that outrageous leprechaun of comedy, Graham Norton. We also welcome that outrageous mistress of comedy, Jenny Eclair. And we also welcome back with great pleasure that master of the lyric phrase has written more musicals than any of us have had hot dinners. That is Tim Rice. And we welcome back another master of improvised comedy. That is Tony Hawks. Will you please welcome all four of them? And as usual, I am going to ask them to speak on a subject that I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. And beside me sits Janet Staplehurst, who's going to help me keep the score. She'll blow a whistle when that 60 seconds are finally elapsed. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the Harrogate Theatre in the delightful spa town of Harrogate in the beautiful county of Yorkshire. And we have a warm, passionate Yorkshire audience in front of us, ready to cheer us on our way as we start the show this week with Tony Hawks. Tony, the subject is how to complain in a restaurant. Will you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
I don't think we British have ever been that good at complaining in restaurants. The waiter will bring our food, it may...
And, Jenny Eclair, you
so
challenged...
Wrong. I was so wrong. But we are quite good at complaining in restaurants. I'm fantastic at playing at complaining in restaurants.
Yes, that's why I never go to dinner with you.
Jenny, it was a pretty sharp challenge.
It was a poor challenge. I'd like to apologise to Tony.
No. You pressed your buzzer and therefore you've dropped it. But Tony, it was not a correct challenge, so you gain a point for that. You keep the subject. You still have how to complain in a restaurant, and there are 53 seconds available starting now.
As Nicholas rightly said in the short interlude between the speaking that was going on here, Jenny Eclair does complain. But, as I said before, the...
Graham challenge.
Psychic challenge, but I'm sensing a repetition.
I was going to phrase it in another way.
So what is your challenge within
repetition
the rules?
Repetition of before. Because yes. Nicholas said before and you said before.
No. As Nicholas said in that exciting interlude between the rounds. I didn't say before.
He didn't say before when he was speaking in the round. Tony, another incorrect challenge. So another point to you and 44 seconds. How to complain in a restaurant starting now.
Here are some important tips you should remember when you are going to complain in a restaurant. One, make sure you are fully clothed. Nudity just leads to an argument with the staff.
Tim, your buzzer went.
I may be very nitpicking here. I thought there was a little bit of a stumbling over.
No. Over keen, I think, Tim, but no. Gosh, you've never got so many points for wrong challenges before. So, Tony, another point to you. How to complain in a restaurant starting now.
Generally speaking, it's not a good idea to complain about your life.
Tim Rice.
Repeat of speaking.
Yes.
To speaking.
Yes,
that's
I
right.
Think I did.
That is a correct challenge, Tim.
Or did I?
And you have 29 seconds.
Anyway, I've had enough. Gotta make it fair. I'll have won after the first
Tim. A point to you and the subject, how to complain in a restaurant, starting now.
First thing you should do is grab the maitre d' by the throat and shove his head into the lobster aquarium, following up that with a quick knee in the goulies for the waiter. This is the
Tony,
only way...
Tony has pressed his buzzer. Yes, Tony?
I think the first thing you should do is have your starter.
Yeah, but Tony, you should have your starter first. But he could have complained.
Well, certainly before sticking the waiter's head in the lobster thing.
Well, he might have complained about the fact he didn't like the venue. He might have complained about the fact that the waiter was rude. We haven't established why. So if he wants to go in and complain right away, we cannot say that he was not justified within the rules of Just a Minute. So, Tim, you have the benefit of the doubt. We might redress the balance later. 19 seconds still available. How to complain in a restaurant starting now?
There is another way to complain, and that is subtly. To win them over with your charm, wit, and gay repartee. Caress the waiter's thighs gently with your...
Graham Norton, you challenge.
I've worked in a restaurant for many years. And right now, I'm running towards the kitchen screaming.
You've never
that
had...
That man just harassed me in a horrible way.
You've never had your thighs caressed in a restaurant?
Well, do you know, I did once.
Was it before or after the starter?
It was while I was taking their order.
Was it a very dark restaurant?
Oh.
I do...
Oh.
It was, but I still recognised you.
Oh, the edge comes out when they're provoked, doesn't it? Graham, you had a correct challenge, and you have the subject of how to complain in a restaurant. 11 seconds starting now.
Working in a restaurant, I learned you should never complain in a restaurant. It will lead to something disgusting happening to you.
Jenny, you've challenged, yes?
Well, I thought he said restaurant twice, which he did, but it's in the title, isn't it? I just wanted to be heard.
Jenny.
No, you can repeat the phrase or even words in the phrase. And so it was incorrect challenge. Graham, another point to you, 7 seconds available. How to complain in a restaurant starting now.
Waiter, where's my food? Is it on your table? No, then I presume it's in the kitchen. Shut up. It'll be here when it's ready. I don't understand people who complain.
Whoever is speaking in this game, when the whistle goes, gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Graham Norton, so he's now equal in the lead with Tony Hawkes, and then it's Tim Rice and Jenny Eclair. And Jenny, your turn to begin the subject, manicure. Tell us something about manicure in just a minute, starting now.
I'm so glad you reminded me. It's time I went. I love the ritual of a manicure, taking your clothes off, slipping the feet into the stirrups. I've got confused again. That smear test. No, it is detail essence.
I'm sorry.
What?
Tim, yes?
I would like to withdraw my challenge. I want to know what happens next.
Well, you won a correct challenge.
Okay.
So you have manicure. You have 50 seconds starting now.
Manicures are extremely important. They give a little elegance to your extremities, and every single end of your body that could stick out and cause problems in public should be...
Tony, challenge. Tony, you challenge first.
Well, there are certain ends of my body I don't want manicure.
You may not want the manicure.
I think you've echoed the sentiments of all of us, Tony. And this is the problem of keeping going in just a minute, isn't it? And a correct challenge, another point, 39 seconds. Manicure with you, Tony, starting now.
2 weeks ago, I came to Harrogate and went to the manicure parlour. And what a time I had. The service was terrific. They said, sit down, Tony. We remember you the last time you were up here. You came last, but you did better.
Jenny, you challenged.
Two lasts.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Well, listen, Jenny. 28 seconds, you tell us something now correctly about a manicure starting now.
Detail is the essence of a well-groomed woman.
Graham's buzzed you very rapidly.
Do you know, you said detail before?
But I was buzzed before I said detail.
I can't remember that, can I? I just sat here listening to you say detail.
And you did in the other round say detail.
Did I?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
So, Graham, correct challenge. Manicures with you starting now.
If you go to a male doctor, you get a manicure. If you go to a female doctor, oh, it's a doctor.
That's right. Jenny, you... Say you've got the subject back, Jenny. You've got another point. And say you have 21 seconds to tell us something about manicure starting now.
I go to a very nice lady in Chelsea Green who wears a white coat and takes my hands in hers and talks to me about my problems. Is she a manicurist?
Tony, you challenge.
Jenny doesn't know what a manicurist is.
Yes, it is very interesting, isn't it?
It is.
But, Tony, you had a correct challenge. You have 11 seconds to tell us something about manicure, starting now.
And I lay on the couch and he looked into my eyes and said, your nails are the most beautiful ones I have ever seen. I've been working in this place for some time.
Graham challenged.
Oh, sure, hesitation.
Yes, because he tried to say Harrogate.
Yes, he
knew he said it before.
And he couldn't say it.
Right, so he hesitated in the process. And you've got him with 2 seconds to go on manicure, Graham, starting now.
In the buff, my manicure said, I said, yes, please.
So, Graham Norton speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point. He's now equal with Tony Hawkes in the lead, followed by Tim Rice and Jenny Eclair in that order. And, Graham, it's your turn to begin. Here's a nice subject for Harrogate. It's the poshest person in Harrogate. I don't know whether you know them, but talk on that subject. 60 seconds starting now.
The poshest person in Harrogate is a woman sitting in the third row, wearing a rather silky scarf and a nice necklace. No one knows her name because her voice is so refined they can't
Tim
hear
Charles.
Her.
I can't believe no one knows her name.
No, it's true. It's
well,
true.
Somebody must know
no,
her name.
No, it isn't audible
well,
to the human
she
ear.
Must know her name.
No.
Well, hang on. Let's ask her.
You see? She's speaking now and we can't hear her.
No, Tim, that logically was a correct challenge.
Absolutely.
And once before, I gave the benefit of the doubt.
Well,
No, I gave the benefit of the doubt against him before. He gets the benefit of the doubt on the occasion. No, I mean, somebody, she must know somebody in the world.
Let me tell you now. No! Because her mother, now deceased, she was so blind you couldn't hear her voice either.
Graham, which one are you talking about?
Actually, I am talking
about... All right, Tim, it was a correct challenge.
I won't point her out, though.
You have
that would be common.
You have a point, and you have 50... In fact, if she hadn't used her voice, you wouldn't know. 50 seconds, Tim. The poshest person in Harrogate, starting now.
The beautiful woman in the third row was hitherto the poshest person in Harrogate, but this title has now been usurped because of the arrival of Nicholas Parsons in this beautiful town. Nicholas... Oh.
Graham has challenged.
Repetition. I know we can't hear it enough, but repetition of Nicholas.
Yes, you're so right.
Very sweet of you to say that. We can't hear it enough. But there we are, Graham. You'll still get the point, even if you hadn't said it. And you have 40 seconds. Tell us more about the poshest person in Harrogate, starting now.
She has more potpourri in her house than anyone else. Vast mountains of it tumble down her lovely staircase. She breathes in.
Jenny, yes. Jenny, you challenged.
He was breathing, but he was hesitating as he breathed.
That long breath. He was sniffing.
I could spell that.
No, you decided to demonstrate the fact that you were taking in this... That's right, exactly what you did.
See?
Or the potpourri. That is a pause. That's a hesitation.
No. Yes, it's a very posh word. You can't quite hear it.
It may be a very posh noise, but it's not a posh
lady
word.
Lady in the third row is nodding now. She's shaking vigorously. She's trying to tell us something. What is it, Skippy? I don't...
Jenny, a correct challenge. 29 seconds available. Tell us something about the poshest person in Harrogate, starting now.
I'd much rather meet the roughest person.
And Graham challenge. No, Tony was first.
There was a hesitation.
There was a hesitation, yes.
There's a stumble.
So 27 seconds available. The poshest person in Harrogate, Tony, starting now.
The poshest person in Harrogate is Ian Gledthorpe, who lives in Parliament Street, above a shop. And not many people...
Graham challenge.
Above a shop? Semi-detached
yes.
doesn't cut it here.
When I tell you what shop it is, you will change your challenge.
I won't.
So, right.
Go on, tell us.
Is there a Harvey Nicks in Harrogate?
This is one of those difficult things, isn't it? Because the image above a shop makes out not to be very posh.
Yeah, you think
but there
Rita?
Might be a justification
you think Rita?
For the posh. Back to you, Tony, with another point. 20 seconds. The poshest person in Harrogate, starting now.
Because he is, in fact, related to the royal family, and nobody knows quite how he has been forgotten.
A Graham challenged.
Someone must know how he has been
The lady in the third row.
As Tony said, probably the lady in the fourth row. Graham... hoisted on his own petard. So you have a correct challenge, and you have 15 seconds. The poshest person in Harrogate, starting now.
She brings her own linen napkins to McDonald's. She is
Tony
smart.
How does he know so much about this woman?
I'm not going to inquire into that.
Okay.
Jenny, you want to say something?
He said she twice.
It's too late
and
now,
it's common saying she. She's the cat's mother.
She's the poshest woman in Harrogate.
Right.
We don't know her name.
It doesn't matter, but you know she brings her own linen to wherever she went. 13 seconds, Graham. Still with you, another point to you. The poshest person in Harrogate, starting now.
Her entire house is covered in one huge doily.
Jenny, you've challenged.
House.
You mentioned her house before.
In fairness, I did, but it is beautiful.
So, Jenny, you have a correct challenge. You have 9 seconds. Tell us something about the poshest person in Harrogate, starting now.
Her name is Marjorie Huffington Puffington Panstick Smythe. Every morning she eats an ostrich egg fried in a little truffle oil.
The amount of fiction you hear in just a minute. Jenny, you were speaking as the whistle went. You gained an extra point for that. You've moved forward ahead of Tim Rice, but you're still trailing Tony Hawks and Graham Norton in that order. And, Tony, your turn to begin. The subject is sound effects. Can you tell us something about sound effects in this game, starting now?
Meow. Is a car going round the corner, if you like. Could be a horse's hoof. Oh!
Graham challenge.
Now, these aren't words, are they?
No, they're sound effects. He was illustrating some sound effects.
Yes, but not actually using words. So that was a hesitation then, wasn't it?
Well, sound effects is on the card, so I thought I might be able to do them.
He didn't he didn't elongate them or drag them out. He didn't do a click-clock like that. He just did a click. No, I don't...
So you're setting a precedent now, Nicholas. We can make funny noises for 60 seconds.
Only in a round called sound effects.
Tony, you took the words out of my mouth. So you have a point, you have 54 seconds. Sound effects starting now.
The British Broadcasting Corporation, very often in their comedy radio light entertainment shows, will have a sound effects person. And this young or old individual will stand clopping coconut hooves together, which don't really exist, but that nobody seems to...
Jenny, you've challenged.
Coconut hooves.
Poor love. Yeah. Poor love, he needed help.
I expected you in.
He hesitated.
Well, he did, because he said coconut hooves.
Yeah.
They used coconut
hooves. That was deviation.
Amazingly,
as well.
You didn't spot that, though. I could have got away with it.
Yes. Sometimes if you carry on with
city
panache.
Folk.
Yes.
Yes, the coconut shells to make horses' hooves, but he didn't say it. Sound effects with you, Jenny, and 37 seconds available starting now.
My favourite sound effect is the one entitled Man Gets Head Stuck in Zip. The other good one...
And, Tim...
Well, she was pausing to get huge laughter and appreciation. Which she did.
Yeah.
But it was still a hesitation, I'm afraid. She stopped.
I call it timing, you call it hesitation.
It's one of those shows where you can't really, as we say in show business, ride the laugh. You have to keep going and go through the laugh. And, Tim, she didn't do it on this occasion, so you have the subject. You have 31 seconds on sound effects starting now.
What the audience at home listening don't know is that there is no group of people attending this show live. Everything is faked. It's all sound effects. There is no laughter. There is no clapping.
It's only challenge.
There was a repetition of no.
There was quite a few no's. Too often.
After I was interrupted.
No.
There were quite a few.
No. So, Tony, correct challenge. Repetition of no. 19 seconds, sound effects starting now.
Oh, God, I can't face another day. Is the sound effect of Nicholas Parsons getting up in the morning on a day when he has to look after a
Graham
group of
Norton challenge.
Repetition of day.
Yes, you did have day before. Graham, sound effects, 10 seconds starting now.
If this theatre were on fire, I would sound like this. A huge blaze is rustling behind me. Ooh, ow, it's quite hot now. Oh, Jenny's hair's ablaze. She's running around like something to grab her. This is really good, isn't it?
Graham, please, quiet. Tim, your challenge.
Repetition of...
That was very clever, Tim, very clever. What we'll do there, as I do this occasionally, I'll give you a bonus point because
Thank
the
you.
Audience enjoyed the challenge, but actually he didn't stop speaking, so we cannot be within the rules of just a minute to say that...
Sorry, the place is on fire. We've got to go.
Graham, you have another point. You have 2 seconds. Sound effects starting now.
Should this programme be recorded at a busy bar, it might sound a little like...
Well, Graham Norton, speaking as a whistle went, gained an extra point. He has moved forward. I must say, in this show, I mean, there's been more points scored at this particular time than has ever been scored between the four of them in just a minute. And I don't know whether you're interested.
Ever. There'll be letters.
How do I know that?
After, one now.
How do I know that after 35 years? I'm going on a hunch. Right. Jenny, it's your turn to begin. The subject is the Dales. Tell us about them, that beautiful part of this country, starting now.
Oh, the Dales, as in Yorkshire, stunning vistas. Take a car, pack a picnic, stop somewhere they've got a view.
Graham, why have you...
She's encouraging theft. Take a car.
Graham, a clever challenge, and as the audience enjoyed it so much, we give you a bonus point. for that.
But it's still mine.
It's still yours. She wasn't doing anything wrong within the rules of just a minute. So, Jenny, you get a point, actually, see, for being interrupted. And you keep the subject, and you have 52 seconds. The Dales starting now.
A babbling brook, a fat sheep. How fascinating. Don't get out of your automobile. It'll be raining, and you'll step in something brown and sticky.
Graham challenged. Graham, you challenged.
Oh, surely she stopped more than hesitated.
Well, you would if you stepped in one of those, wouldn't you? So, Graham, so she did stop, yes. So you have the subject, you have another point, you have the Dales starting now.
Of all the Dales, my favourite is probably Dale Winton, the charming host of Supermarket Sweep. It's a little-known fact that Radio 4
He's long since given up Supermarket Sweep and moved on to greater things, surely.
Do you know? His mantra, this is dull but true, his mantra is don't quit the hit.
So he has.
No, Supermarket Sweep still continues.
He's doing it, really?
Yeah, gosh.
All right, I apologise. I'm just not up with the intellect. You're lying.
It does.
You're lying.
It does.
It doesn't matter. He still presented Supermarket Sweep. So, Tim, an incorrect challenge. And, Graham, another point to you. The Dales starting now.
Emmerdale is surely one of the Dales where they tell a simple story of country folk and a lesbian vet. I love that show, and yet...
Jenny... it was Tony fans. Oh, yes, Tony, your buzzer came on first.
Yes, a repetition of show.
That's right, yes. You had the show before, right.
Yes, I did.
So, Tony, correct challenge. 24 seconds, the Dales starting now.
The Dales are actually the poshest family in Harrogate. And I've been to see them many times in this palatial residence that they have, nowhere near a shop, interestingly enough. And what a pleasant couple they are, Mr. Dale and his wife. She makes tea. I've lost the will to live.
Jenny, your buzzer came in first and your challenge.
Only out of the kindness of my heart. He did lose the will to live.
Well, that's right. That's hesitation. Yes, he paused. Hesitation.
How many seconds have I got?
You've only got 5, so you're on a good thing here. The Dales with you starting now.
Mrs. Dale's diary. Apparently that was a Radio 4 series.
And, by the way, Jenny, it was before Radio 4. It was the Home Service series.
Oh. Yes. Well, you'd know that.
I know. Right. And Tim Rice is in fourth place as we go into the final round, just behind Jenny Eclair, who's some points behind Graham Norton, who's 2 points only behind Tony Hawks.
Whoa.
Yes. Whoa. And Graham, it's your turn to begin. The final round is filing. Tell us something about filing in just a minute, starting now.
Filing is an Irish word, meaning to dance with joy. Not many people know that, even Irish people.
And we'll get that challenge.
Too Irish.
There's too much Irish there, I'm afraid.
Oh, did I? Oh, right.
Yes.
Yeah. So sorry.
Mind you, some people say you couldn't have too much Irish. I don't know.
I think I've heard it said.
In the nicest possible way, I mean, as well as the Irish whiskey.
Just not enough. I don't know.
Right. Tim, you have a correct challenge. 55 seconds. Tell us something about filing, starting now.
My brother used to work in Japan, and he had a secretary who was Japanese, and he looked in the filing cabinet one day to find every letter empty except for D, and he asked...
Jenny challenged.
I thought he couldn't have every letter empty, but then he was talking about a filing cabinet, probably with a sticker on it, with D on it.
No, he could have had every compartment empty. He couldn't have had every letter empty.
He did say every letter empty.
That's right. It doesn't make sense.
No, he deviated.
No, that's right. That's right.
From sense.
No, I'm talking about filing. This is a true story.
I know.
A tragic tale. If you'd had the patience to stay with it, you would have heard the moral.
But
drama in the archers later. Calm down.
But you should have said the compartment or the filing container. You said have every letter empty. The letter can't be empty. The letter indicates the file. So Jenny's got a correct challenge.
Yeah. Cobblers.
Yeah.
45 seconds.
Or as they say in Japan, cobras.
Don't worry, Tim, you'll get this round back in
45 seconds, Jenny, on filing. Starting now.
I make sure my drawers are in pristine condition, but as for everything else, it's on a heap in my study, and when it's knee high, I just dropped
Graham
a lighted match.
No, Tim challenged. Tim, you were in first.
Well, I thought Jenny faded away there a bit and hesitated.
Yes, I hesitated. So you've got it back. You see, there's fairness in this game.
It's a very fair game.
I felt sorry for you.
I was unreasonable last time, I think.
Yes.
Yes, I sit corrected.
After your aggression, your contrition doesn't sound so hot. Yeah. Right, 36 seconds for you, Tim, on filing, starting now.
When filing, put things in the following order. A, B, C, E, F.
Challenge.
Sweet Jesus, stop it. I just... No, he hesitated.
No, he didn't, but he repeated
only because
D,
you
didn't
buzzed.
He?
Did he repeat D? Oh, of course he did. Yes, he said D before.
No.
Yes, he repeated D.
No, I went...
D.
He
repeated D.
I missed D out.
But your first challenge was for hesitation, and he didn't hesitate.
If he missed D out, there was a gap.
Right. So, Tim, another point to you. 31 seconds filing, starting now.
Filing is an extremely important part of manicure. Look at my beautiful hands. Those nails are quite staggering because they have been filed by a team of experts from Argentina, Patagonia, to be precise. I would like the world to swallow me up whole, but they...
Jenny's buzzer came on first. I think they all pressed there, but yours came. Your little light came up here in front of me. Right, Jenny, your challenge, please.
He stopped, really.
Yes, he did. Right,
and threw his hands up and crashed his head onto the desk and cried a bit.
That's right.
That's
I don't think
did.
It went as far as that. I know it's radio, but don't overplay the situation. 15 seconds filing with you, Jenny, starting now.
First of all, you've got to get a cabinet and then some sticky back labels. Then have yourself a cup of coffee. You've done enough, for heaven's sake. How dull is filing? Do you know, I think I'm about to lapse into a coma of boredom as I go on about it. I have no interest.
Even though the subject bored you, Jenny, you kept going to the whistle when gained that extra point for doing so. And now to give you the final situation. Tim Rice, who has triumphed in the past, finished just in fourth place. I know it is an awe because his contribution was so good. Jenny Eclair, who triumphed the last time she was at the Harrogate Theatre, surged forward in that last little flourish of hers and came in third place. She was a few points behind Graham Norton, who was in second place, but only 2 points ahead of him was Tony Hawk. So, Tony, we say, this week, you are the winner. So, it shows how fair it is. The last time we were in Harrogate, Tony Hawks came fourth. This time he comes first. And it remains for me to say thank you to these four exciting and delightful players of the game. Graham Norton, Jenny Eclair, Tim Rice and Tony Hawks. I thank Janet Staplehurst for helping me keep the score, for blowing her whistle so delicately. And we thank our producer, Claire Jones, for keeping us in order. And, of course, we are indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this delightful and amazing game. And we are also very grateful to our audience here in this lovely Harrogate Theatre in the spa town of Harrogate for cheering us on our way. We thank our audience, from them, from me, Nicholas Parsons, from our panel. Goodbye. Tune in the next time we play. Just a minute. Until then, goodbye.